Y'all ready for the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour?
You kidding me?
Can't wait.
Here in the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, we give you that sports talk in layman's terms. It gets a little raw in here, so if you like your sports talk clean, this is probably not the place for you. All right, let's get to it. What's going on, y'all? Welcome to another edition of the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour. We are your hosts, Chris.
And Jonathan.
Hope everyone had a good Christmas holiday.
Hope y'all did.
New Year's is right around the corner. Folks about to be getting, you know, the yearly wasted and all that.
Mm-hmm.
We think some people are going to be getting wasted today.
Yes, sir.
Man, we just jumping into NFL. Week 17, woo! Playoffs on the line.
Let's get it cracking.
All right, Jonathan, I know you've been... Go ahead.
Let's get it out there and just set it off with it. Denver Broncos, number one seed, bye. Everybody got to come to Denver. Suck up that mile high air. I know it tastes good. Y'all going to be tired, worn out. What? Damn. I was just telling Chris, I don't know why John Fox gets no love for Coach of the Year. I know he got Peyton Manning, but this is a man who got to the Super Bowl with Jake Delhomme. If y'all remember who Jake Delhomme is, he would be like, what? He'd be average, an average quarterback, and he got them to the Super Bowl. So I was like, oh, give it some time. He'll get to the Super Bowl, Peyton Manning. Congratulations to Peyton Manning.
Peyton Manning, we said a lot. For sure, Peyton Manning, record book, pussy on the chain, whack. Damn.
MVP, no question about it.
When he got 55 touchdowns.
I can't even give love to Peyton Manning. That's congratulations, Broncos. That was a team effort. Mm-hmm. Broke the record for touchdown passes in the season. Total passing yards in the season. Most points in the season. First team to ever put up over 600 points in a season. Word. Denver That's Broncos. What I'm talking about. 2013 Denver Broncos putting a pussy on the motherfucking chain wax. That's what I'm talking about. Super Bowl bound. Let's go. Let's get it cracking. We will not see a repeat of last year. I can guarantee you that. Guaranteed. Whoever coming to Denver, be ready because we finna put a stomp a hole in that ass. Let's go. And Peyton did all this before at halftime. Before half, mind you. He got to play one half, 31-0 Broncos. Let's go. Peyton can rest. We sold it up. Done. Let's go. And we move on.
Yeah, he feeling it, y'all. Got a Broncos fan over here.
For all y'all Bronco fans out there that listen in, I know y'all feeling the same way. Repping. I love it. Because everybody shitted on us when we had Tim Tebow and all that nonsense. And now we living large and we in charge. So let's get it cracking. Super Bowl bound. We going to New York City. Holla.
Yeah. Said New England got the other bye. Locked that up.
That's fine.
Putting the whooping on the Bills. Yeah. Bills had a chance. And
God, they blew it. Ugh. That to me, that was almost like the theme of Sunday. It's like, damn, y'all blew it. Like, oh, gee whiz. Yeah, they had an opportunity. And LeGarrette Blunt
rolled all over their ass.
Shout out to LeGarrette Blunt. This is a guy who got released by Tampa Bay before the season. Nobody, you know, thought he was going to do nothing. He is just churning up yards for New England. So, hey.
24 carries, 189 yards, 2 touchdowns. Damn.
Damn. He was feeling himself today. So, hey, I know he's definitely going to be getting him a nice new contract after the season, either by the Patriots or somebody else, but somebody's going to take a flyer on him. I'm sure y'all remember this is the same guy who punched out somebody at Boise State. Mm-hmm. So he's got his issues, but, I mean, clearly the man can play. So that's all it takes. You got talent, somebody will pay you some money.
But in the rest of the AFC, oh, my God.
Choking, choking, and more choking.
Bengals came on and just whooped that ass. I mean, Andy Dalton came out, and I was like, oh, he's joining the Tony Romo, Matthew Stafford club of I'm above-average quarterback who just likes making my team lose. But he came with it, even though 4 damn interceptions on the day.
And Joe Flacco wasn't no better. He had 3 of them. God, paid him all that money, and now your ass ain't even going to the playoffs.
Yeah. Last year, it was like, I'm going to Disneyland.
Now it's time. I'm going home. I'm sitting on
damn,
my couch.
Damn, I shouldn't have paid him that much money. Yep. Shit.
Should not have given him all that money. I mean, but in fairness to Joe Flacco.
He earned the money.
He earned the money. He got them a ring. And he doesn't have the best set of receivers.
Yep.
I mean, they let go of Anquan Boldin, which was huge. Which was big.
Yeah.
Which we now see he can still ball producing for the 49ers. Mm. So that's a big loss for them. Dennis Pitta was out for the whole freaking season. So that was a big loss for him as well. All he had was Torrey Smith.
Yeah.
I mean, give Marlon Brown, the little rookie who came out, did some things. He gassed Jacoby Jones. But, I mean, let's be honest. His wide receiver core is average at best.
Ray Rice has completely disappointed.
He's had a shitty year. Even he admitted it so. I mean, I think personally he's just been hurt all year. I'm going to chalk. Because Ray Rice, we all know, has been one of the most consistent running backs in the league. I'm going to chalk it up to an injury-plagued season. And I'm sure he will bounce back next year. I'm sure he will.
Oh, yeah. He will. And, you know, Steelers was almost there. I mean, they took
advantage. They did their part. Yeah. They did what they were supposed to do.
And Kansas City did not help them out.
And Kansas City.
I mean, it seemed like it was kickers choking today. Ryan Suckup, game-winning field goal. Shank. We go into overtime. And, hey, San Diego fought hard.
Got to give some love to Mike McCoy. He did an awesome job with San Diego this season. Completely turned that team around. Ryan Matthews looks completely different. Phillip Rivers looks like the Phillip Rivers of old. Mm-hmm. He looks back to being elite Phillip Rivers.
Hey, man.
And he got them rolling. He got them rolling. So they're playing. They will be playing Cincinnati. So, hey, that is a very winnable game for San Diego.
No, San Diego's coming in well.
They're coming in. They're feeling good. They've done their part. And, hey, the way Andy Dalton plays, granted they're at home, but that's a toss-up for me. I don't know who the hell is going to win that game. I can't pick anybody on that one.
I don't know.
That's a tough one.
They came in Kansas City. Oh, my God. I figured they'd win. Even with sitting, you know, with their second string guys, they were looking real good.
They looked pretty good, yeah. I'm about to say, they're looking good. Yeah.
God, just giving it up and now losing two straight, going in to play the Colts.
No Justin Houston, you're back yet. It's going to be tough, you know, especially since Andy kicked their butts the last time they played at Kansas City. Yeah. Kansas City, I'm sure, is going to try to put that behind them. Andy Reid is a good coach. I'm sure he's probably going to win Coach of the Year for the way he was able to turn around Kansas City.
Definitely.
But, hey, they're a great team. Jamaal Charles got a little bit of rest this week. He had 19 touchdowns on the season. So, I mean, he deserves some time off. Let his body rest a little bit. I don't think it's going to be the same outcome. I think Kansas City is going to pull it out this time. I just think Alex Smith is a guy, he don't turn the ball over. That's the key. You don't turn the ball over. Move the chains when you need to. Jamaal Charles clearly is, in my opinion, the best running back in the league at this point.
Okay. As of this year.
But you ride him, and Alex Smith ain't turning the ball over. I see Kansas City doing a good thing because – Indy's O-line, still iffy to me. I don't know if they could protect Andrew Luck long enough, but we'll see. We'll see what happens.
No, I'm saying it's gonna be interesting. We might have to actually do like a little quick 10-15 minute preview. Record something that we put it out. Since this is when the second season starts, I can't go nowhere now. I'm cooped up the whole weekend.
Yep. This is
what you need done? Oh, let's do it Friday night. Saturday morning, I'm hurrying up.
Yeah.
Don't bother me in the afternoon. And then on to the NFC. Seattle locked it up.
Hey, once again, they did their part. They did what they were supposed to do. Mm-hmm. St. Louis tried. You know, they fought the good fight and did what they could this season. Hey, they have the number two pick in the draft, though. So, yes, they will be improving.
Oh, yeah, they will be.
Period. Whether it's by quarterback or offensive line or what.
They look good, man.
Mm-hmm. They're looking really good.
No, they shouldn't. Zach Stacy. Damn.
Yeah. San Francisco got the best. I mean, excuse me. Seattle has the best defense in the league. Yeah. That is clear cut.
Ooh.
No question about
okay.
that.
Okay.
Yeah, you can say Carolina and you can say San Francisco all you want to.
Not Carolina?
Seattle's defense. Are you kidding me? Richard Sherman is like the one dude in the league who I know who is just, he can talk the fucking talk because he walks the walk all the time. He's shutting cats down. And they walloped Kellen Clemens today.
Of course.
I saw one sack. It was just like, oh, God, got him from the back. Oof.
They was took on a him. Mission.
Hey.
After that, they made sure we're going to lock this number one seed up.
Well, I'm saying, when they focused, I know they were pissed about losing at home, too. So when they are focused like this, they have the best defense in the league. No question.
Okay.
They can shut them down.
I don't know if that close. I mean, it's Carolina, you know, they locked up the number two seed. Props to Carolina.
But this is why I say Seattle got the best defense in the league. Carolina won it, but what was the score?
21-20.
Thank you. They're giving up too many points. Seattle shut Rams down. They gave them, 3 points? That's all y'all getting. And Atlanta and Carolina, Atlanta made it too close, man. Granted, they do have Matt Ryan and them boys, but yeah.
If they're not, they close second. Yeah. They ridden their D. What, they were 1-3?
Yeah.
And finished the season 12-4? I mean, come on.
I give them, hey, they're up there, but Seattle's the best.
I did not see them. I saw them maybe getting a wild card spot. Maybe.
I agree.
And to actually get the second bye, I mean, Ron Rivera, coach of the year, maybe.
Yeah. Definitely deserves to be in the discussion.
Happy for Cam Newton. I mean, he's had three crappy ass seasons, but he seemed to put it together. No Steve Smith, I don't know, but, you know, they got a bye. Came out of a hard NFC South division. So, yeah, props to y'all.
Hey, they did a good job. They definitely did a good job. This is why I picked them to be a team that was going to bounce back. I didn't expect them to win a bye or win the division, but I thought they'd get in the playoffs. But, yeah, props to them. Ron Rivera has done a good job. And, you know, I'm sure he earned himself a little bit of leeway now. He gets some breathing space. So, you know, they're in a good spot. They are definitely in a good spot.
They did. You know, Niners pulled that win out. That was tight, that man. Was Arizona tight, was gunning.
Arizona is definitely. And no, Bruce Arians is another one.
Thanks, Arizona.
Right.
I mean, Atlanta. God damn it. They were like, we could have might have been in.
Yeah.
But, hey. Yeah.
Props to Bruce Arians, mm-hmm. man. He turned that. Another team that he turned around.
26, we was talking shit. Carson Palmer, really?
Yeah. We were like, ah, they're going to be probably one of the – ain't winning no games. But, hey.
Carson Palmer looked great.
Their defense, they're top 5 D also.
Yeah.
Their defense is sick, so.
NFC is just nuts with defense.
Yeah, they're loaded, man. They are definitely loaded. And, you know, we'll see. Yeah. Arizona will be back next year.
Oh, no, Arizona, I'm going to be a little scared. Mm. I would be a little concerned about the NFC West next season.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because, you know, Arizona's only going to get better.
Yep. And now they hungry.
Got some picks.
Yep.
Seattle and San Francisco, they just in the mix.
Hopefully Denver does not have to play them next year.
You know, Saints kicked that ass. They were like, we getting in.
Yeah, that was it. They were like, well, ain't no way we not getting in the playoffs. We are in this bitch.
I was watching that game on Red Zone. He was just flicking them. He was like, throw it off in like less than like half a second. He just boop out his hand. 60 yards, pretty spiral catch, yep. Touchdown. Like, God.
That's why I love Drew Brees, one of the elite, and they getting the job done. Jimmy Graham looks healthy, balling on these cats. So, hey, they're going to be a scary team to play in the playoffs. That is for sure.
Ooh, the NFC playoffs is going to be good.
It's going to be rough.
All right, let's
We got to talk about it.
We got to talk about the, you know what?
Oh, the ultimate screw up of the day.
The fuck?
For you Chicago Bears fans, look, I feel so bad for y'all.
Anybody who does not like the Packers, y'all got to be like, really? Neither one of y'all motherfuckers, the Lions or the Bears won?
And the Lions lost today to the Vikings. Just to put it on top of that.
Your sports, you'll see this
yo,
damn.
You done,
your seat
son.
Is hell. Is that ham hot? You're like, oh, I want to come back. Of course you want to come back next year. You got talent on that team. The team is undisciplined. There is no damn reason why they didn't win the
and
damn
then you
division.
Got Matt Stafford coming out talking about, I don't want no quarterback tutor. I don't need no tutors. Like, all right, well.
You need some.
You ain't getting any better, so that there's that. So, yeah, clearly the team is not disciplined. Jim Schwartz, peace out. You'll be a defensive coordinator somewhere next year.
Yeah, I'm like.
Holla.
Yeah, that comment is like, dude, there's really great singers who have vocal coaches. Yeah. And it doesn't mean the vocal coach can sing better than them. Yeah. It's just I'm trying to get you better.
Yeah, but you don't whatever.
You need to do something. Yeah. 'Cause all I know is you like throwing picks at the wrong damn time.
And that is the same thing we talk about with Jay Cutler. Oh, my goodness, man. And this is the question. Is he a franchise quarterback? Josh McDaniel surely did not think so when he flipped him when he was with Denver.
Nah, he's...
And...
Would he be a top 10 quarterback?
Or is he? Is like Jay Cutler a top 10 quarterback?
We'd have to, we'd have
talent-wise, yes.
I'll tell him why, yeah.
Without question. But is he? He's borderline.
Some of the throws he was making, he's just like, yeah, but.
He's one of those. He
Bear fans got to be pissed off. Because I'm sorry, the Bears D early on showed up.
Yeah, as did Matt Forte. Wow. Matt Forte showed up and did his part.
And their offense couldn't get shit done.
And Jay Cutler, them, they passing-wise, they just couldn't get it done.
And then all of a sudden, in that last play, like red zone. I mean.
How do you let somebody just run straight down the field and just disregard them?
Julius Peppers had a straight, nobody blocked him. He just whiffed. Was like whiffed on that. And then Randall Cobb just blows by the DB. Not even getting hit. No, like, let me bump him. Nothing.
He threw his hand up, was like, I'm open. As soon as he broke.
Yeah.
He was like, oh, I'm good. Nobody's guarding me. And Aaron Rodgers just sat for a second, drifted around Julius Peppers, was just like, oh.
Fourth and eighth.
Touchdown. Like, where's the safety?
40 seconds left. In Chicago. Y'all, Air fan, I wish I was there just so I could hear. Because I know they were like, ah!
And let me...
drop silent like you...
Let me just say for the record, too, we have shitted on this man so much, I got to get some love to Matt Flynn. He is the reason the Packers are where they are right now. If it was not for Matt Flynn playing the way he played and being able to help that team and carry them, they had some last minute... close games. Hey, Matt Flynn, you need to stay with Green Bay for your entire career because that is the only place you are good at.
Really, that's the best.
That is the only – you need to sign a 10-year extension and just stay to be a backup and stay there for your entire career. Shout out to him and to Eddie Lacy because Eddie Lacy, hey,
man,
rookie of the year, period.
It's been rookie running backs.
He is the NFC rookie of the year without question. Banged up today, gutted it out, and helped them win that game. Now we got what? All the elite quarterbacks are in the playoffs now.
Holla. I can't believe it. I'll give Matt Flynn some love because right now I'm just like, the reason
I got to give some love.
I give more of that to the damn Detroit and Chicago. I'm like, it was gift wrapped. All they got is Aaron Rodgers. Well, they got Eddie Lacy. But it was like Aaron Rodgers is hurt. Oh, fuck. There goes
the season. There's the other season.
We're not getting into the playoffs.
And then here comes Matt Flynn. It was like, oh, they signed. Oh, okay. We saw how Matt Flynn played this season.
Thanks, Cowboys.
And then it was like, bloop, bloop, bloop. It's like, okay. Thanks, Cowboys, for choking. And then thanks, Bears. All you had to do was win, and you got your asses mollywopped by Philadelphia, who didn't even have to win the game. They didn't even have to show up for the game. And they scored 55. And then Detroit Lions... Y'all suck. Period. Y'all are whack.
Yeah, there's plenty of choke jobs to go around, but right now
y'all should be ashamed.
You share the title, choke job MVP.
You guys are the Dallas Cowboys of the NFC North. Period. And Dallas Cowboys about to do their
do. Detroit's not because at least Cowboys is in it.
And the way things have been going today, Dallas Cowboy fans, be prepared. Because your team going to bust a choke job too, it's looking. Because that's just been the theme of today. Choking it away.
Eagles got to, hey, Eagle fans, y'all need to give some mojo to your team. Be like, beat that ass now. Do not let this team hang around.
Nope.
Put up 28-0.
I'm in serious. Like
the second quarter.
Y'all need to bust to Denver today, 31-0 halftime, and just keep it rolling.
Yeah, otherwise.
Otherwise, if you keep it close, Dallas got a chance. I just see Dallas screwing it up because that's just what they do.
Yeah.
That's just what they do. And then, of course, I just have to mention the Washington Redskins because Mike Shanahan, reports came out, he is going to get fired. And this is why. This is why you do not put all your eggs in one basket. They are a god-awful team, and now they don't have their first-round pick next year, which is given to St. Louis, to get RG3, who has regressed this year. So,
Look, I'm not...
Let that be a lesson to all you teams out there. Do not gift-wrap all these picks to these teams because you don't know. Because if you suck and don't have your pick, it's going to be a long season.
How many picks did they give up? They gave up like
Three first-round picks.
Yeah, just to move up like
to move up like
four spaces?
Like five, six spots.
They were six. They moved up to seven.
Yeah. Whatever.
Look, I ain't too mad. Getting RG3, I don't know if it was worth it. We need to see the long run. But, I mean, look, he's had a crappy season.
Yeah, very crappy.
I don't blame it all on him.
It's not all his fault, no.
But he talked the talk.
He could not walk the walk out.
Hey, all y'all be crapping on Blake Griffin. He in the Subway commercials.
Yep.
What did he do to earn it? He ain't won no playoff game. But, oh, my God, yeah. I mean, it has been a lot of disappointment this season.
And then Eli Manning. God, the Giants. Ugh.
Even though they beat the damn
After Eli got hurt, on top of his terrible season.
Yeah, I mean, that argument was like, well, how come he's playing? I'm like, well, there was an argument of why don't RG3 just finish it out?
Yeah. And we got to give some love. I got to give some love to Rex Ryan. The job he did with the Jets this season, are you kidding me? Stop. Everybody thought the Jets would probably be the worst team in the league, and these fools end up 8-8.
Yeah.
Owner already came out and said Rex Ryan will be back next year to finish out his contract, which, hey, good for him.
That's fair.
That's more than fair. That's awesome. That's a good job for Rex Ryan. I mean, he proved to me this season he's a damn good coach.
He is a damn good.
Because their offense is garbage.
He got back to what he's good at.
Yeah, he ran the ball and played D.
Yeah.
And kept the ball out of Geno Smith's hands as much as possible.
He tried.
Because gee whiz. But, hey, good for them. They won. They beat Miami today, who had a chance to go to the playoffs. Another one, Ryan Tannehill, regressed.
Ryan and Mike Shanahan wanted Ryan Tannehill.
And there it is. He could have got Ryan Tannehill. You didn't have to give up all your picks.
They lost Brian Hartline. I know that hurt. But
yeah, that was definitely a big blow to them. Mike Wallace did not live up to expectations at all this season.
Oh, of course not. But so. That's why the Steelers was not paying him.
And the Steelers, hey, 8-8. It came so close.
Ugly early on in the season.
Hey, man, that Mike Tomlin did a hell of a job getting that team back focused and playing well and ending the season on a good note. I think they have good things to look up to next season. Troy Polamalu looked pretty good this season. Looked back to being a healthy Troy, and they just need some youth. They need some O-line help.
They do.
Good Lord.
Some O-line help.
Oof.
But, yeah, it's been other disappointments. I mean, the Texans. 14 straight losses.
That's the only reason. The only reason that is not a record is because the Lions lost 16 straight. Never forget that.
I thought they won
their first two games and lost every single game after that. Wow, that is embarrassing. That's embarrassing. And now they're about to hire who? The head coach of Penn State. Are you kidding me? Why? Because he has ties. Yes, because he has ties. Well, he was an assistant coach with New England. Oh, big freaking whoop.
They're trying to catch on to that Chip Kelly magic.
Get hire Wizenhunt.
It worked for San Francisco.
You need to hire Wizenhunt. Oh, my God. So what?
That's how they playing it.
It worked for Frisco and it worked for Philly. Hire Wizenhunt. That's who you need to get. That's who you should get. Get that fool. get him as your head coach and keep it rolling. Or hire Lovie Smith. Do not hire him.
Hey, but you
and
know,
Lovie Smith needs to get a job. Look out, Redskins. That's where he should go.
We had a conversation with You Betcha 22 on Twitter. You think they're going to go Teddy Bridgewater over Jadeveon Clowney and yes. that linebacker for UCLA with number one pick?
Yes.
I put on there, it was like
Anthony Barr.
Teddy Bridgewater, pack your bags, come on down. You're going to the Houston Texans.
Anthony Barr at UCLA is really good, but he's only been playing defense for a couple years, so he's still getting his feet wet. Jadeveon Clowney, there are question marks about his motor. It's like, does he give it his all every down? We don't know. And to me, Teddy Bridgewater signed, sealed, and delivered himself for the number one pick last night when he demolished Miami and threw for 400-some-odd yards, three TDs, ran for another one. And one throw he made was so stick, it was ridiculous. He dodged the defender and then just kind of flicked the ball, and it dropped right into the hands of his receiver as he was going out of bounds. Like, it was ridiculous. So, yes, he will be the number one pick. This ain't going to be one of those where it was Vince Young and Mario Williams, and they taking Mario. No, they are taking Teddy Bridgewater if they know what's right.
Yeah, now granted, because
if they don't take him, St. Louis is taking his ass number two.
Yeah,
period.
My thought is either
or selling
you
that
are
sucker.
Not going to take, and even he argued that he likes Johnny Football better, you know. But we'll get on to all that debate as soon as we get closer to the draft.
And I brought that up, and I brought up that argument that I think there's a possibility they could take Johnny Football just because of the whole Texas aura, and he's kind of like RG3. He's going to bring in the highlights, bring in the pub and all that good stuff.
Right.
So ticket-wise, yes, he would be better than Teddy Bridgewater.
If you want to take...
But if you
want
to win, you're taking Teddy Bridge.
If you're not taking Teddy Bridgewater, number one, you trade a pick.
Yep.
I mean, there's no like... You can trade down one. It
Secondly, I'm like, Jadeveon Clowney does not fit in the defensive scheme they run anyway, so it's no point.
I mean, he can potentially be a serious beast on the defensive end, but
no.
It's a quarterback league, and
thank you. And they got none. And they have none. So they need one.
Yeah, Matt Schaub is he's ass. Backing up or he's gone.
Yeah, he can go to Cleveland.
He can, because you know, we seen Cleveland just fire their coach.
Oh, they did?
Yeah. Are they going to fire him?
What? Oh,
Rob
that's
gone.
To me, that's garbage. That's garbage. The job he did with that team. Cleveland was in damn near every game they played.
Yeah.
I'm like, and it's his first season. This is why Cleveland is going
to
continue to suck for the long haul.
According to sources, they will fire him.
This is why Cleveland's going to suck for the long haul, because you have no continuity. You can't one and done some of these coaches. You have to give them opportunities and give them some time. I mean, even Josh McDaniels got a couple years with the Broncos. And he was garbage as a head coach. You got to give these cats some kind of time. You go through the draft process, you draft all these players, and then it's like, oh, you're fired after the season. Now you got to bring in a new head coach who might not like the same players that he drafted, so you're getting rid of those players, so it's basically a waste of a draft. Like, that's what I don't like about it. You don't give these guys time to develop. Jordan Cameron and Josh Gordon looked like beasts under this fool. Are you kidding me?
I had to retweet.
He had three quarterbacks.
I'm going to show you. Suppose it came on Twitter. It says, from a text from a player regarding Rob Chudzinski. He's a douche. No one on offense trusts him.
Wow.
And let me find one Browns player. We are so dysfunctional. These billionaires need to pick somebody and stay with them. These aren't girlfriends.
Thank you. That's my point. I mean, granted, the whole douchebag, they talking about the coach?
Yeah.
Damn, well, so, I mean, if that's the case, I'm sorry. I mean, if the locker room don't like you, you ain't getting along with your players. Yeah.
I would expect Greg Schiano.
That's the only scenario. So now, okay, fine. Now that that's out there, all right, fine. It makes a little bit more sense to me now. Locker room ain't getting along. All right, fine, whatever. But I agree with the player. You got to stick with somebody. Hey. You can't keep. I got a feeling that it's either Joe Thomas or Joe Hayden. Now, one of them two who are Pro Bowl players who have been there for years at this point, who are fed up and tired of seeing coach after coach after coach go. You have to have some. Mike Tomlin had a crappy year this year, but you don't see Pittsburgh about to fire his ass. Things happen.
You have happened. Like Mike Smith in Atlanta. This is first bad season.
He's not getting fired. Jets could have easily let go of Rex Ryan. But no, they're not going to fire him.
Look at Ron Rivera. Ron Rivera was like on the damn hot seat.
And I have a feeling Tom Coughlin's coming back. I haven't heard anything about him being fired at all. And tomorrow is Black Monday. I haven't really heard too much about him getting fired. He won today. You know, Eli and all them. Eli had the worst season of his damn career.
And that went under the radar. I mean, unless you live in New York.
So, I mean, you know, the way they've been playing, I have a feeling Tom Coughlin will be back, at least for one more season. I mean, the man won two Super Bowls. He obviously can do a good job. You know, he fits, you know, the players like him. You know, maybe it's time for a new voice, or I don't know if the players will advocate for him to still be there, whatnot, but I think he'll be back.
Oh, yeah. But, yeah, I can't wait till next week. So, yeah, right now, first round, Kansas City at Indianapolis, San Diego at Cincinnati, and the NFC, Frisco at Green Bay. Ooh, yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
And then New Orleans going to either Philly or Dallas. I feel like either one of them going to win.
It doesn't make a difference. New Orleans going to win regardless, so it doesn't matter. So,
man.
Oh, boy. Hey, that Green Bay 49ers is going to be that's the game of the week.
Yeah, it's been an exciting NFL season so far, at least the first part of the season. A lot of parity, a lot of teams that I did not expect to make it are in there. A lot of teams who I expected to make it to the damn Super Bowl, but my predictions just fell on their ass.
Yep.
But hey, and then hopefully folk got your money. Shout out to Boomaya. I talked to him.
Ass. I'm just messing with you, bro. Yeah. Hey, shout outs. Hey, you won, dude. You won fair and square, even though Chicago Bears, they cost me the win. But it's all gravy. It's all gravy, dude. Your teams did. Nick Foles, I mean, what the hell was I supposed to do? Yeah. Philadelphia went bananas. It was Philly against Chicago, and we all saw what happened in the game. That's what happened in the playoff game that I had to.
Yep. So shout out to.
Hey, good job, Duh.
Shout out to Dimitri.
That's two in a row.
Yeah, back to back.
It will not be three. I tell you that much. Hell to the motherfucking nah.
Coming back with a vengeance.
Yes, sir.
And the brothers Lehman, we coming back. We're going to talk some NBA. There was some great games on Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Loving it.
Y'all listen to the Brothers Lehman Sports Happy Hour.
Holla.
Brother Lehman Sports Happy Hour. If y'all want to chime in, rep your team, let us know, give us any feedback, just want to chop it up with us, hit us up via email, thebrotherslehman@gmail.com. Hit us up on Twitter @brotherslehman. Hit us up on voicemail, 323-455-4219. Definitely read your comments, and we'll get back at you.
Yeah, definitely hit us up. Any questions, comments, concerns you guys may have, anything y'all want to know, any critiques y'all may have for us, any joints y'all want us to play so y'all can hear, anything, let us know, and we will definitely get back at you. And for your Cowboy fans out there, I know you're feeling bad already, Cowboys fumbled. So it's looking like it's going to be a choke day tonight, so I don't know.
Yeah, I felt bad for Romo on that. I was like, he didn't even get to play the last game.
Hey, Kyle Orton. Got playoff experience. Former Bronco. You see, the Broncos are just all over the place, aren't we? We just everywhere. They all over the place. So, all right. But let's get into the NBA. We got some good things going on.
Man, there was some good Christmas games. Well, not the first two in New York. Yeah, God damn.
Yeah, even though I like that my Bulls won, that game was terrible boring to watch.
J.K. cussed out his team. Like, y'all okay with losing? What's the problem? I heard even Garnett was a little upset at the rest of his team, but
it's not. I mean, Jason Kidd, from what I've read reports that he's basically lost the team already, which is never a good sign for a rookie head coach. Somebody even wrote, like, I'm just paraphrasing here, but they're basically like, it almost seems like he's trying to get himself fired. Because I'm like, if he's trying to, he is following the blueprint awesomely. Like, keep losing, blame everything on your players, and lose the locker room. Perfect. Because at the rate they're going, he's going to get fired at the end of the season.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is a team that was set to win now, and don't even look like they're going to make the playoffs. With the Russian billionaire that's running that team, I know that is not acceptable for him. So, Jason Kidd would not surprise me if he gets fired. You know what would not surprise me? I'm just throwing this out there. Lawrence Frank is still on the team, even though he's behind the scenes. You fire Jason Kidd, you input Lawrence Frank as the interim head coach. He has worked with veterans. He has won. He has gotten to the finals. I'm just throwing that out there.
I think the ownership will do what they should have done, is they'll let it play out. They don't want the Lakers situation. They'll let him coach the full season. They'll probably suck and not make the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
And be like, all right, we're getting rid of you. Can we please get Lionel Hollins? Bring him in here. We need a damn coach. Why do you bring a rookie coach with veteran team? You know, and Brooke Lopez is young. Brooke Lopez is on his damn second contract, so he ain't a rookie no more.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, they look god-awful. Paul Pierce was coming off the bench.
Come on, man.
Now he's back in the starting lineup. Jason Kidd don't know what he want to do. They traded their young pieces to get these veterans. They want to win. They ready to win now, and this is why I crapped on the move when they made it, because I knew it wasn't going to work. I could do a better job than this.
Mm, they got to do something.
God.
And then, of course, James Dolan. Like, there won't be any trades or coaching changes.
Shut up! Just shush! Why are you talking? Now you saying that, you even look even stupider. You look dumb as hell. We suck, but I ain't making no kind of changes. I ain't trading nobody. I ain't getting rid of the coaches. We can just keep sucking. That is basically the message you just sent.
He's basically telling me y'all going to fix it, because I'm not going to. I'm like, yeah, you fixed it all right.
you
brought Bargnani. You signed.
Didn't I say?
To that
why did
contract.
You trade Steve Novak for Steve Novak? You might as well have kept Steve Novak.
And used that money on something else.
And kept Chris Copeland.
Yep.
Something. And, Jesus Christ. So, now you're not trading Carmelo, so he's pretty much just going to walk at the end of the season.
No.
That ain't happening. They trading his ass before the deadline. So? You nobody, damn right. If they haven't even won 10 games yet. If they are out of playoff contention completely by the trading deadline, they better trade him. Otherwise, he's throwing up the deuce and leaving for nothing unless you sign and trade him. That's the only way.
Because he is going to be the number one topic.
Yep.
Well, maybe outside of Kobe Bryant if he come back the week before, which you know he is. But he is going to be the topic of the All-Star weekend.
Yep.
As soon as All-Star weekend is over, trade deadline is coming up. And if the Knicks, like you said, are not in it at all,
they better trade him. Because if they don't, all you're going to do now is just distract your team. Because as soon as the trading deadline passes, if Carmelo Anthony is still on that team, all you're going to hear is, Carmelo, you leaving at the end of the season. Melo, end of the season, you leaving. Because y'all ain't making the playoffs. Are you leaving at the end of the season? Are you leaving? Are you leaving? That is going to be the question you are going to hear every day. They're going to talk about it every day on First Take. They're going to talk about it every day on the radio. Is he leaving? Is he leaving? That's going to be the number one question.
Don't you want to stay here? Are you going to sign an extension with the team? Do you like the way this team is constructed? Do you think the team you have around you, you can win a championship in New York?
You should have shut the hell up and said at the beginning of the season, I am not addressing any questions about what I'm doing in the offseason till the offseason. Yeah. Period.
I plan to be a
LeBron Nick James did it. We don't hear a damn thing about him, what his plans are with his opting out. You don't hear a thing about it. But now, oh, Melo. J.R. Smith's brother's still on the team. If they don't get rid of him soon, oh, my God. Apparently, they're about to get rid of him because they need a big man. Thank God. James Dolan finally understands what's going on here. So, deuces, J.R. Smith's brother. We'll see you never again. And right now, they're just falling apart. I don't know what to say about the Knicks. They haven't won 10 games. My Bulls suck, and they've at least won 10 games. The Knicks have not won 10 games. This is a sad situation.
At some point, we're going to be stopped talking. The only reason they're going to be talked about is because they were expected to win, and they not.
Both teams. You at the bottom, God.
And it's hard to hear about Al Horford.
Yeah, you know, man, that's a bummer.
He don't think he's going to come back for the playoffs. Dude, I'd take him on my team. That dude just produces.
Yeah, he's a beast.
Leader.
He's a beast. It's unfortunate he has to keep playing center all the freaking time.
Yeah.
They would just move him to the four, but... He's a perennial all-star. He balls. I mean, what more can you say? He's a beast. Yeah, so he will be missed, clearly.
They losing big man for the all-star game out in the East.
Yeah.
They going with that small forward lineup. And
remember, ain't no centers no more.
Yeah.
It's big man.
So great. Carmelo, Paul George, LeBron James. Okay. All right.
LeBron playing center.
And Kevin Durant, Blake Griffin, Dwight Howard. LaMarcus Aldridge, Kevin Love. They just have to give you a big. Like, all right, we'll put Roy Hibbert in because we need some.
Put Dirk, LaMarcus Aldridge, and Dwight Howard. Like, that ain't even fair. 3 7-footers against y'all little ass nigga. Golly.
Then Russell Westbrook got hurt again.
Hey, man. That's. Yeah. Hey, OKC is whooping Houston's ass without him, though. Yeah, up by 20 right now, so
out through the All-Star break.
This is something they've dealt with before, so I know he'll be back. It's not one of those situations, you know, like a Derrick Rose where he's out for the season. They know he'll be back after the All-Star break, and Kevin Durant will keep it afloat. Jeremy Lamb's done a great job. Reggie Jackson's done a good job. They got depth, so they'll keep it rolling while he's out. Not even worried about it. He just need to get healthy. Don't rush.
Man, and then so you seen these Clipper games the last few days? They've been in some battles. Hey, honestly, nobody cares about the Lakers because right now the battle for the Pacific Division, I want to see that game. I don't want to see Lakers Clippers. I don't want to see Lakers Warriors. I want to see 7 games Clippers Warriors battle. Man. Them fools was nuts.
Yeah.
Even after the scrum, you see Andrew Bogut and Chris Paul get in it.
Mm-hmm.
Matt Barnes was that quick little push at the end. Like, we knew you was coming.
You had to get your two cents in, of course.
I'll be pushing my star player. I'm like, I feel you, but damn, come on.
Hey, but yeah, man, they're rolling. They're doing their thing, and they're looking good, dude. Ooh.
Yeah, and then battle Portland in overtime.
Portland's looking good, man.
Mm-hmm. It is top heavy, man.
Man, man.
I'm liking what I see.
I'm liking what I'm seeing out the West because the West is deep.
I seen this conversation going on Twitter about, you know, after Chris Paul. I don't know how the hell Portland lost that game. No LeBron James. Wade struggling. Chris Paul goes nuts. Game winner. You know, I guess that's why they keep beating the West.
Yeah.
But I seen the argument about where Chris Paul ranks as in top of the power forwards in the league.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't heard the argument that he's better than Kevin Love. What do you think? And look, even Blake Griffin, these last few games, he's been put up 40 against Utah. And he's been having a few good games lately, putting up nice 30 points, mm-hmm. as your boards. Mm-hmm. Who are you like? Who do you like out of the power forwards? So as of this season, right now.
As of this season, right now. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Who's playing the best?
Okay. Chris Bosch and Kevin Love aren't even in the same area code. Kevin Love is the best power forward in the league, bar none. There is no question about that. The man is averaging 26 and 14 this season. Chris Bosch is not even the leading rebounder on his team. LeBron James is averaging 7 rebounds a game and is leading the team in rebounds. That's fucking sad, considering they have no center. Chris Bosch has turned into a jump shooter. Granted, Kevin Love shoots his threes. The man boards. How many 20-plus boards games have we seen from Kevin Love? How many have we seen from Chris Bosch? I don't think there's been one.
Yeah, I can't.
Even in Toronto, he wasn't putting up gaudy numbers like Kevin Love is. I'm like, Kevin Love plays for Minnesota. Granted, they're not all that good. They're still a 500 ball club. But I'm like, they're beasting. He's beasting. He's doing what he's supposed to do, trying to lead this team, putting up 26, 14, like 5 assists almost. He's balling. And I'm like, you can't even compare the two. Even when Chris Bosh had his own team in Toronto, he wasn't putting up numbers like that. He put up good numbers, mm-hmm. but he wasn't putting up numbers like that.
He was putting up top 5 numbers. It's just he decided to be the number 3. I mean, the fucked up part about it is you hear LeBron and Dwayne and D-Wade. They don't even mention him half the time. It's like, it's either like, oh, well me and LeBron or well, me and D-Wade. I'm like, the only person I hear who really goes in on making sure Chris Bosh gets love is Eric Spoelstra.
Yep.
He's always like, he's the key to our team, all of that. He got that stupid fucking tip. Damn it. But no, this dude, I actually thought he was going to go to the Bulls that year. Cause I thought he'd have been nice he'd with been the great. Bulls next to Joakim Noah. Maybe it's still a possibility.
We'll see in the future. But
that argument for me is hard because he wanted to be the third guy. He could have gone somewhere and been the guy or at least been 1A. He was like, I'm going to be the clear number 3 because he was not better than D-Wade or LeBron. And then he gets forgotten. Yes, I mean, a big argument. You're not the leading rebounder on your team. And you get to play a lot of center.
You can't get double-digit boards.
Yes, LeBron James is a great rebounder for his position. You should be the leading rebounder on your team. No damn excuse.
Thank you.
There's too many games. Even in the playoffs, he get 2 boards. You like, how the fuck you get 2
and
boards?
You see Kevin Love, he at least is getting like 9 rebounds. You be like, damn, this nigga got 24 rebounds. Like,
yeah. He putting a Moses Malone rebound number.
Like, it's ridiculous. Damn. There's no comparison. First of all, Chris Bosh is not even, to me, he's not a top 3 power forward. He's not. Mm. Number 1, Kevin Love, no question. That's just not even an argument. Number 2 is LaMarcus Aldridge. There is no question LaMarcus Aldridge is almost up there with Kevin Love. He is a beast and has been doing it since he came into the league. Double-doubling all the time.
He's a better defender than Kevin Love.
Yeah. All the time, yes. I will give him that.
LaMarcus Aldridge has been slowly moving up the ladder.
Yep.
And then, you know, once he lost Brandon Roy, he started taking his game up a notch, and now he is just balling.
He's a beast.
He was just like, give me the rock against the Clippers. Give me the rock.
And number
couple most moves, bam.
Number 3, it's close. It's teetering between Zach Randolph and Dirk Nowitzki. Because to me, Dirk is still up there in elite status. He was a little out of shape last year and a little hurt. But, I mean, you see this year, clearly, he is in shape. He's playing well, and he looks like the Dirk of old.
You don't
still
have,
beasting.
You don't have a Griffin?
Blake Griffin, to me, I need to see more. I know he had that explosion 40-point game he had. You know, that's all fine and dandy. But I'm like, a guy like Zach Randolph, he's a walking double-double. Always. He's always giving you 15, 16 boards, 20-something-mile points. Blake Griffin, to me, I don't know if I can run my offense through Blake Griffin. I know I can run my offense through Zach Randolph.
Yeah, you know you can run through LaMarcus Aldridge.
I know.
That is the one thing with Blake Griffin, I have a hard time.
Blake Griffin, I'm like, he really doesn't have a lot of post moves. He's kind of stuck in that Dwight Howard kind of mode. Like,
look, we know on the team you want Chris Paul to take the last shot, or at least have the ball. But there is some moments where you're like, throw it into Blake Griffin.
Demand the ball.
See what happens. Because you, I mean, that Portland game, it was like, they came back and was like, give me the rock. Marcus Aldridge was like, give me the rock.
Yeah.
Let me work.
Exactly.
You know, same thing with Kevin Love. Give me on, let me work. And you don't see a lot of with Blake Griffin. He has been improving. I'll give him that. I don't crap on him like a lot of people do who think he has no game. No.
He has great game. The only argument I have with Blake Griffin is for as high as his ass jumps, he needs to be blocking a lot more shots. I just don't think he blocks enough shots for his abilities. But besides that, he's a great he can score. He's a great rebounder. You know, he can pass a little bit and all that jazz. He's not a great free throw shooter. So he is a liability at the end of the game.
Although that can be improved.
That can be improved. But that doesn't make him a liability to the end of the game in the fourth quarter.
It does.
And like I said, his blocks. Got to increase your blocks, dude. Got to. You jump through the roof.
So, yeah, you know what? I'm with the same. I think Kevin Love and Aldridge are pretty much the 1-2. They're closer to me than I think you would give them credit. But I think they're third.
I'm telling you.
I don't know. It's too damn many. I'm still.
A lot of big men.
It's hard for me to lead Duncan out. Although he's not having the season he had last year. Last year was the season.
I
got to
drop him a little bit because he's not the same Duncan that he was. I mean, he's the best power forward of all time. He has that going. The Spurs, I mean, Spurs are doing what the Spurs do. They're second right now in the freaking West. So, I mean, that's all I need to say about the Spurs. They're going to just keep rolling and chugging along for the whole season.
But I'm sure we'll probably talk about this more as the All-Star game comes along for sure.
Yes, yes, yes.
Speaking of that, we know James Harden going in. Man, set the record. First player to score 27 points on 2 or less field goals.
I looked at that stat line and I was like, yeah, he's 2-9.
I was like, how many free throws he get? 27
points. He shot 25 free throws. I'm like, are you kidding me? That must have been the shittiest officiated game. Golly, are you kidding me? 25 free throws? I know the man goes to the hole a lot. I know he's hurt and all that jazz, he's but
being aggressive.
But 25 free throws? That means he was hit literally probably every time he went to the hole. It was just like, oh, you breathed on me, foul. Like, good Lord. But what are you going to do?
And before we end, of course, we got to talk about the big news that's been going on in the NBA. Andrew Bynum was suspended indefinitely for conduct detrimental to the team.
Meaning he's being a pain in the ass and they're tired of dealing with
him. His heart has now been laid out. He don't want to play ball. He doesn't care. We know he has till the 7th. Before that, the rest of the $6 million is guaranteed.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, hey, one smart move by Cleveland early on to be, you know, to make sure that only $12 million was guaranteed this year. And, you know, I'm like, why did you act up now? Why don't you wait until, like, January 20th and then be like, yeah, I don't want to play no more.
Clearly his heart is not in it. He doesn't look like the same player. And, I mean, it's sad. I mean, this is a guy we were talking about potentially the best center in the game.
Off that one season. But, I mean, it's been seen. I've watched him out here in Los Angeles. You know, Phil Jackson was like, all we want you to do is rebound, play defense. He didn't want to do that. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, let me work with you, show with you some moves. F you, Kareem, I won't work with you.
His heart's just not in it. It doesn't seem like his heart's been in it since he's been in the league.
The one time he put up them numbers, it was when Mike Brown was like, all right, we're going to give you the rock all day. And he was healthy. But come on, man. Look, there's a lot of guys whose heart really isn't in it that have a lot of talent that just don't work hard enough to maximize their talent. But it comes off like he really don't like playing ball.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, I'm 7 feet.
Might as well do something, some money.
Yeah, I can make
millions of dollars doing this, so might as well. But it's sad. It's a sad situation. You know, you figured him being with Mike Brown, you know, that might, you know, make things a little better. We all saw he went to Philly, never played a damn play for them.
Right, that was just on Philly fault.
That was terrible. And now moving on to Cleveland, looks like he's going to move on somewhere else. Heard rumors at Miami and the Clippers are kind of interested in him if he were to become available, which is like, okay. So you Miami, I'm like, you got Greg Oden who ain't doing shit. Now you're trying to get Andrew Bynum who ain't been doing shit.
You just trying to stack bodies. That's all it
trying
is.
To get some big bodies in there. Like, that's fine. Whatever.
Put Joel Anthony. Joel Anthony isn't great. Joel Anthony works in your system. He's a great shot blocker. Gives you them 5-10 minutes. Look, we know you're going with small, like 40 minutes of the game.
Hey, and that to me, that shows how great of a GM Jerry West was. I'm like, this nigga got you potentially the best center in the league. His heart just wasn't in it. That ain't Jerry West's fault.
I don't know, Joe. Jerry West. That was Kupchak at the time.
Oh, well, Mitch Kupchak, whatever.
Or Jim Buss, he going to claim it. He ain't want to trade his ass. But, I mean, it's just leave, dude. Really, just leave.
Yeah, just quit the game.
You're a backup now. If I'm the Clippers, I can use you as a backup. I'm not mad at the Clippers going after him. Somebody's going to go after him. This is just what the league does.
Yeah.
If you got talent and you can play. I mean, they were looking at Lamar Odom. And I'm like, Lamar Odom, Mom Odom on that crack rock. Yeah. His heart ain't in it. When he got traded from L.A.
That was it.
He bitched out.
That was it. He became cry baby.
And this ain't about everything that was going on in his life. This is specifically, you got traded.
And your feelings got hurt.
Yeah. Pau Gasol dealt with the trade. And they crapped on him.
Yep.
Hard. Everybody loved Lamar Odom. Pau Gasol was weak. Mm-hmm. Pau Gasol was like, you know what? Fine, I'm accepted and just play. Lamar Odom, I don't want to do nothing in Dallas. Go to the Clippers. I'm okay. I don't really want to play ball.
Well, I want to play for the Lakers.
Yeah, I just want to play if I can stay in L.A. What the fuck?
You became such a crybaby, man.
No, then don't play. Because if you come on the league, if you on my team, and I can trade you to get a better player with somebody else, I'm trade your ass.
Yeah, without question. You knew that going into the league, bro. That's how it is. It's a business.
So he's going to bounce. Yeah, Miami, like, you just stockpiling guys. Let Greg Oden
and Andrew Bynum. LeBron James and them ain't changing his mind. So
now just look at it. Even they always said he just want to do what he want. I remember that 3-pointer. Like, I just wanted to take it. Like, really?
He's immature. He hasn't matured at all while he's been in the league. He's stuck in a backup situation. Now his knees are done. I mean, he is what he is.
Cash it out.
Yeah.
Cash of $6 million.
The one smart thing LA did.
Yep.
Hey, got rid of that nigga.
Hey, you got Dwight Howard on it, and that didn't work out. But at least you got
you didn't pay Andrew Bynum all that money.
Yeah, nobody wanted to.
Smart move. So,
oh man. Well, we want to thank y'all for tuning into the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour. You can find our podcast on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. You can leave us comments on iTunes. We like the 5-star reviews, but if you know, just let us know what you think.
Yeah, definitely.
You can also favorite us on Stitcher. Give us that thumbs up. You can also find us on www.blackisonline.com. You can go to our page and leave us a note there. If you want to hit us up, please do. TheBrothersLayman@gmail.com. You can find us on Twitter @BrothersLayman. And you can leave us a voicemail, 323-455-4219.
Hey, definitely appreciate y'all for listening to us today. For those continuous listeners, definitely appreciate y'all listening in. Tell your mamas, your daddies, your brothers, sisters, cousins, uncles, aunties, grasshoppers, ants, gophers, guinea pigs, cows, ducks. Tell everybody about the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, where it goes down. We have been your hosts, Chris and Jonathan, where we're giving it to you strong and it goes down smooth.
Happy New Year, y'all.
Same here. Happy New Year. Holla.
Shit, because my click, I make a motherfucker sick. I flip, running through port. coming to New York to mix. Bob Power with the snares and kicks to fix. Rhythmatically, you got to be staticky. Magically, I appear. Spark a L and drink a beer with air smooth. Taking niggas loot with dice to shoot the roots. Poetic, courageously kinetic. Vagabonds, versatile and various. Trust rap, styles of mine are blind. Pain is in the mind, so I'm fine at 5'7" in height. My mission is strike mics, enlightening tights, frightening like lightning. Fluorescent, incandescent, effervescently I represent foreign objects and ill elements, very relevant. Plus intelligently managing matter that's making tracks fatter. Revolve around, shattering like rings and bring swings. When I stings with bass, then distort up in your face like lace. Busting your dreams like gaps with loaded magazines. I'm on a rap scene, repelling fellas like a vaccine. As I rise from under blundering, I'm not lyrically, you get shot, get caught. So distort with thought for real. It's the illest out the fire, short for Philadelphia. Niggas cannot front, I'm poetically exquisite. Wicked, with the visit, why you wondering what is it? Dig it, yo, my mellow, I'm with up for the night. Malik B, get on the mic, get on the mic. Like that, y'all, y'all. Hey, yo, I'm flowing, my part of the song. It's going, it's going, it's gone. Cause much affliction with my diction, friction, slips and carry words and hers like some cattle in the steeple. People, there's no equal or no sequel. So policies of equalities get abolished, demolished. Distortion of the status getting polished. Urges are splurging, words will just be merged together. Damn, it's quite clever. However, you never can sound alike. Lyrics don't be found alike. These troops who bees roots in soldier, mellow by culture, rhythmatic vulture, approacher with magnetic shit that's ultra. I make them seize dangle like a bangle, strangle from every angle. My lingo jingles and it dangles under kangles. Nah, them niggas don't wanna tangle, cause roots get loose, Negroes get juiced like a mangle. To be particular, extracurricular, for pleasure, measure in any weather, value more than a treasure. Baby, you're saying maybe they're coming to flex. Now you wonder what's next.